You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Peace to you, brothers and sisters and friends.
I'm sure
we're all very joyful this morning.
And we
get to meet many new friends who are here from China.
You probably
want to know about the American
culture. And
many people will tell you that today we're celebrating Christmas.
但是原谅我说, but
forgive me for saying that we're not celebrating Christmas
today.
There's no need to celebrate a holiday.
后所要告诉我们的是一件大事情。
But what this holiday tells us is a story. There's a great story behind it.
在美国长大的小孩子很喜欢吃生日蛋糕。
Everyone who is born in America love to eat birthday cake.
如果你生日的那天，孩子从早到晚就在问你说我们什么时候吃蛋糕。
So on their birthdays, they usually anticipate and cannot wait to eat their birthday cake.
但是他完全不管你这个寿星，也不爱你，也不跟你说生日快乐。
They might not even bother to wish you happy birthday, but they just want birthday cakes.
你总会觉得这个节日很遗憾啊。
Then you will feel there's something lacking.
那今天我们在这里欢乐，我们在这里庆祝，是因为我们为着人类历史上曾经发生的一件大事情。
Today we are rejoicing and celebrating because something great happened in human history.
就是这位创造宇宙伟大的神，他亲自来到这个地上。
This great creator of the universe came to this world.
那他诞生的那一天，根据现代的历史考据，很可能并不是我们现在所说的冬天。
According to the researches, he might not be born on this day.
但是那不是一件最重要的事情。
But that's not the most important thing.
所有基督徒，我们最大的喜乐是因为这位伟大的神，他不仅仅曾经来到地上。
The reason we rejoice is that not only this great creator of the universe came to this world,
而是有一天他也诞生在我们的生命里面。
He was even born in our hearts.
而且今天圣诞节其实每一天都在发生。
Actually, the story of Christmas is happening every day.
这位伟大的神，他每一天都诞生，住在不知道多少人的心中。
Because every single day, this great creator of the universe is born in many hearts.
所以你说我们如果庆祝圣诞的话，其实我们已经庆祝了2000年，而且每一天都在庆祝。Therefore,
we have been celebrating Christmas for 2,000 years every single day.
亲爱的朋友，当我们在这里追求人生的美善的时候，as
we are pursuing happiness in our lives,
有一件非常非常重要的事情是所有基督徒都想跟你讲的。Actually,
there's one thing very, very important that all Christians want to tell you.
就是我们一定要来认识这位宇宙中的真神，那位爱我们的主。That
we have to know this true God in the universe, whom He loves us dearly.
有一句英文很简单，我很喜欢它。There's
a statement in English that's very simple.
Good without God is 什么东西？ 就是 good 啊 ，good 就是美善的啊，美好的这个 good。 如果把 god God 拿出来的话，它是什么 ？Nothing。
A good without God is zero. A
good without God is nothing. 当你把在你人生里面所有美善的事情里面，如果没有神的话，它其实是非常的虚空的。All
the good things in life without God are but emptiness.
但是你从另外一个角度来讲，就是在你人生一切的追求里面。
But in all your pursuits of life,
如果有神介入的话,
if God is in it,
他要把一切虚空的事情变为美善。
He will make all empty and vanity into goodness.
刚才桂香姊妹做见证，讲到她个人的经历。
Sister Guishan just shared with us her personal life.
从人来看，真的很倒霉，或是很不顺利的经历。From
man's perspective, it was something not very fortunate.
一大清早四五点钟就得起床跑去洗肾。
That she had to go to for dialysis early morning.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们在人生的路上，不管你的遭遇是什么
，But whatever we have come encounter with,
如果有神在其中的话
，If God is in it,
他能够让所有的 nothing, 所有的虚空就变成美善了，变成 good.
God can make all the nothingness into goodness.
那今天早晨我们要跟大家分享一个题目，叫做上好的祝福啊，上好的礼物。
This morning I want to share with you a message.The best gift.
啊，因为现代人过圣诞节有一个习惯，就是送礼物。
Because nowadays we have this tradition habit of giving gifts on Christmas.
所以很多大人孩子的注意力都在今天晚上圣诞树底下放的东西啊。
So our attentions are all on the gifts that we are about to open tonight.
但是弟兄姊妹啊，亲爱的朋友，没有一个礼物比神给人的礼物更宝贵了。
But dear brothers and sisters and friends, there are no gifts that are more precious.Than the gift that God gives us.
啊，在我们给你们的邀请信上面画了一个礼物，你们有没有注意到是谁带来给你们的
？Have you noticed what brings the gift?
啊，鸽子咬把它叼过来的啊。
Actually, the gifts are delivered by the doves.
哦，这个礼物是从天而来的。
Because this gift comes from heaven.
太宝贵的礼物了。
Such a precious gift.
啊，亲爱的朋友、弟兄姊妹，我们中间有没有任何一个人这一辈子从来没有得过礼物的？
Is there anyone who has never received a gift in your life?
没有的，赶快举手，我等一下一定送你一个礼物。
Please raise your hand, and we'll give you one today.
能够有幸成为这辈子，我儿子居然举手，啊，罚站。
My son.
亲爱的，我们每一个人都得过礼物。
We all have received gifts.
而且在你这一生，你余生里面，你还会继续得到礼物的。
And you will continue to receive gifts.
那请问？在你得礼物的时候，这个礼物对你的那个喜乐的程度啊，或是这个造成的 impact 会受哪些因素影响？
What are the factors that determine your joy when you receive a gift?
这个一个礼物带给你的欢乐或带给你的这个享受，你觉得会受哪些因素的影响？大家自由讲讲。
So, what are the factors that will affect the joy upon receiving the gift?
不要客气，讲讲看。你喜不喜欢
？Whether I like it or not.
啊，很好哈。啊，那我还有什么？
Who
谁送的
？Who gives to me？
这个比较有深度一点。还有没有
？That's very deep.
哦，你需不需要？需不需要？
哎呀，这
很实用
哈，
姊妹们很实际。
She's very practical.
还有没有？有没有价值
？It's valuable.
啊，这个也很实际哈。
That's very practical too.
还有没有
？Anything else？
哦，送礼物的对你的爱，对你诚不诚心？
哇，
这个都非常好。还有没有？
Anything else?
能不能持久
Whether the gift will last?
我不需要讲了。
No comment.
而且我真的很高兴，我们中间没有一个人讲价格。
I'm glad no one mentioned about the cost.
哇，你们都这么超人，是不是？
Yeah, all very good.
Yeah, 我想一个礼物对我们的影响或者我们欢乐的程度，基本上你归纳起来大概就是三件事情。
So there are, in general, there are about three factors that will affect the joy upon receiving the gift.
第一个是礼物本身的价值。
That first, the value of the gift itself.
那这个价值的决定呢，是有好几个东西造成的，例如说它实不实用。
And there are many determining factors, whether it's practical.
哎，我记得年轻的时候，那个时候我们家院子这个很多树长得乱七八糟。有一次我在情人节还是他生日的时候，这个啊，我就问他说：“你需不需要一个电锯啊？”
some years ago, on Valentine's Day, because our yard is a mess, so I asked my wife, "Do you need an electric saw?"
那电池姊妹说
，trimmer。
这个如果你要送我一个电锯的话，我就在你生日的时候送你一条裙子啊。
My wife replied, "If you're gonna give me an electric chainsaw, I'm gonna give you a skirt on your birthday."
所以一个礼物的价值除了实不实用，它的价格当然也很重要了，对不对
？So not only that, if it's practical, useful, its cost and price is also very important.
小朋友，你们说重不重要
？Little friends, do you think it's very important?
如果你今天、明天早上打开圣诞树，你爸爸送你的礼物是三支铅笔。
Say like, if you open your gift tomorrow morning and your dad gives you three pencils.
你不能说它不实用，因为你上课要用啊。
You cannot say they're not practical. They're useful. You need it.
跟你如果打开了是个 iPad 或 PS3， 那不一样，对不对
？But if you get an iPad or PS3, then that's very different.
我听我儿子说 PS3 现在都买不到了，网络上卖到3000块了啊。
My son says, you cannot. They're all out of PS3s are all out of stock. The price going is like $3,000 online.
人家送你一个相框，两块钱的相框，跟送你一个digital 相机，那也不一样嘛，对不对？我们还是要现实一点。
And then a gift of like a $2 picture frame is certainly different from the digital camera, right? We have to be practical.
那个价格当然会影响不一样。
So the cost of the gift will affect.
呀，持久性。
And then whether it will last.
所以这几个东西加起来，就是说这个东西本身对你实不实用。
And all these things conclude the value to you.
它本身的价值。那第二件事情。
The second important factor.
就是这个礼物是谁送的。
That who gives me this gift.
啊，对不对？啊，你如果这个礼物是你同学送给你的。
Say, if your friend, classmate, give you the gift.
同样的一支笔，或者同样的一件衣服，朋友送的，跟你这个爱人送的不一样啊。
A gift from a classmate certainly different from a gift from someone you love.
跟那个公司推销产品寄来的样品，那也不一样。
And it's different from the samples that companies sent you.
所以谁送的很重要。
So it's very important from whom this gift come from.
那第三件事情就是，就算是同一个送你的人。
Okay, even if the gifts are from the same person.
啊，他的诚心，他的爱，他用不用心也很重要啊。
And his or her sincerity and love really count too.
啊，你看这个刚刚结婚的时候。
Just look at the newlyweds.
啊，我们总是绞尽脑汁想办法，哎，要买什么东西让他快乐，让我们另外一半快乐。
We always think of something to buy to please our spouse.
可是如果慢慢随着年日过来，那个爱掉了的话
，Gradually, if we lose that first love.
虽然你的收入越来越增加，买的东西的价格越来越贵。
Even though your income might be increasing.That year by year, and then your gifts might be more and more expensive.
可是收到的人心里面可能并不见得那么快乐了。
But the recipient of the gift might not be so happy.
他觉得你这是一个应付，这是一个打发。
It might think that you just do it as a formality.
那如果是诚心，真的是在爱里面给的，那很不一样啊。
A gift given with sincerity and love.Really counts.
所以，亲爱的朋友，当我们今天要讲到上好的礼物的时候
，So today when we talk about the best gift,
我们不要光从价格或者从这个我的感觉上去着手。
Let's not just measure, based on our feelings or the cost of the gift.
这个礼物，我们今天讲上好的礼物，因为是神送给人的。
Today we say this gift is the best because it comes from God.
虽然你在眼睛上你好像看不见一个东西，你抓不着一个东西。
It might even though it's not something tangible that you can see or touch.
可是它的价值，它的宝贵，远超过任何你能够看到的东西啊。
But its value.Far exceeds anything that you can see.
这是我们基督徒都试着要跟你做见证的。
And this is the testimony all Christians are trying to tell you.
你不能因为他看不见你就忽略了他的存在或价值。
Do not neglect its existence or value because you did not see it.
在美国经济不景气的时候
，during the economic depression in America,
有一个美国人，他被公司裁员裁掉了，没有工作。
A person who was just laid off by his company.
然后很长的时间也找不到工作，所以家境。非常非常的辛苦。
And he could not find a job for a long time, and his family is going through poverty.
很多东西都需要省吃俭用的。
And they have to cut expenses in every way.
结果在圣诞节那天晚上，那个圣诞节的早上
，in the morning of Christmas，
他突然发现说，在壁炉旁边有一个礼物放在那里，哈，一个大盒子，里面外面包着包装纸。
All of a sudden, he found a big gift.All wrapped up beautifully by the fireplace.
那包的歪七歪八的，并不是很好看。
Even though the wrapping was not done very beautifully.
他很惊讶，谁会送礼物给我
？He was very surprised. Who could give me a gift?
然后跑过去一看呢，上面歪歪斜斜的写了几个字哈，给我亲爱的爸爸 ，to my dear dad.
And then he looked at the gift.It has some words on it. It says to my dear dad.
哇，他心里很高兴，他想，哎，奇怪的。我的小唯一的小女儿，她怎么会给我礼物呢
？Then he was surprised. How can my little daughter give me gifts?
所以他很高兴地把那个礼物拆开来啊。
So he happily opened up the gift.
里面是什么
？Guess what was in there?
Sabrina， 你猜猜看，空的，你怎么知道？你妈妈送过你啊。
It's empty.
果然是空的。
The box was empty.
哇，他好生气哦。
He was very angry.
他想到那个包装纸，他就心疼。
Because he feels sorry that she wasted all the wrapping papers.
因为家里面穷到省吃俭用，怎么会弄这么多包装纸去包一个空盒子给我啊？
He says such a big waste of wrapping papers.
哦，是就在他很生气对女儿发脾气的时候。
While he was angry at his daughter.
啊，两个那个女儿的两个眼泪就两行眼泪就这样掉下来。
The tears just came down her eyes.
他说：“爸爸，那不是一个空的盒子。”
He says, Daddy.It was not an empty box.
一面哭一面哽咽的说：“爸爸，那不是一个空的盒子。”
The daddy, it was not an empty box.
爸爸还在很生气的拿给看，你看是空的。
But the daddy says, "Look at it, it's empty."
他说不是，他说爸爸，我整个盒子里面充满了送给你的 kiss 啊，我对你的吻。
Then no, daddy, you don't know. This box is full of my kisses for you.
我没有东西送给你，我把我的爱放在这个盒子里面给你。
I could not afford to give you anything, so I gave you my love.
哦，那个父亲一听眼泪就下来。
And then the dad just couldn't help but crying.
自己的贫穷造成家人跟着一起受苦。
Because of his poverty, his entire family suffered.
可是孩子却用一个最想不到的方法，把最深的爱、最好的礼物送给了他。
But yet, his daughter gave him the most precious gift in the most surprising way.
女儿后来长大了，甚至走了，那个空盒子一直都放在她的床头边，这是她最宝贝的礼物。
So even after the daughter grew up and left home, he still kept the box right next to his bed. Because this is the best gift he's ever received.
在我们给你们的程序单里面，我们引用了第一处的圣经里面讲到。
So in your program sheet, we listed a scripture.
神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想过的。
This eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him.
啊，这个并不是说你眼睛看不到。
It's not saying that you cannot see by your eyes.
而是说你从来没看过的。
But no eye has ever seen.
啊，虽然这个礼物似乎是看不见了。
Yes, it's true that this gift seems to be invisible.
但是这个礼物所带来的祝福，所带来的喜乐和满足，其实你到处都可以看得到。
But yet, the blessings and joy that this gift brings upon can be seen everywhere.
因为它是一个太宝贵的礼物了。
This is such a precious gift.
请问你们有没有任何人能够想到地上的东西，有任何的礼物是你眼睛没有看过，耳朵没听过，连想都没想到过的？
Can you think of anything, any gift?That no eyes has seen, no ears has heard, and no heart has ever conceived.
所罗门王早就告诉我们，日光之下没有新鲜的事情。
King Solomon has told us long time ago that there's nothing new under the sun.
不管爱情，不管钱财，不管知识、智慧，不管你追求人生任何的一个理想，其实前人都追求过了。
Whether love, health.Wealth, knowledge, anything you pursue has been pursued by someone before.
而神为我们所预备的礼物。
But yet, the gift God has prepared for us.
好像是人的眼睛看都没看过的。
It's something that no eyes has seen.
耳朵你这一辈子从来没有听过的。
No ear has heard.
你的心也从来没有想过的。
And no mind has ever conceived.
亲爱的朋友，那这个礼物是什么呢？
What is this gift?
在我们讲这个礼物以前，我们再来看一节经文。好，罗马书八章三十二节。
Look at another scripture before we talk about this gift.
这里讲到，神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们舍了，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Romans chapter 8 verse 32 it says, He who did not spare his own son but delivered him up for us all.How shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
你从这一节的经文，你似乎可以读得出来啊。
From reading the scripture, as if you could feel,
就是没有一个礼物可以跟这个礼物相比。
That there's no other gift can be compared with this one.
那不仅仅这个礼物是人从来没有想过、从来没看过、从来没听过的。
Not only that, this gift has no eye has ever seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has ever conceived.
而且这一个礼物在神的心中是最好最好的一个礼物。
And this is the best gift in God's heart.
他的意思就是说，如果我这个礼物可以给你的话。
In other words, he seems to be saying, if I could give you this gift,
我整个宇宙都可以给你了。
Then if I could give you this gift, then I can give you everything in the universe.
比不上这个礼物。
Because even all things in the universe cannot be compared to what I'm going to give you.
如果他连这个礼物都舍得给我们。
But if he did not even spare this gift,
那万物甚至他自己 都算不了什么，他都愿意给我们了。
Then all things in the universe and He Himself are nothing compared and can be given to us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，其实不光是为了福音朋友，我们都应该在主的面前宝贝这样子的一个应许。
Not only for gospel friends, but brothers and sisters, we shall all cherish this promise.
你看小孩子。
Look at children.
从小不用教他自私。
You don't have to teach them to be selfish.
但是他对他自己喜欢的东西他会非常非常 protective, 非常会保护的。
But they will be very protective of the things they like.
那你发现别人家小朋友到你家来玩。
And when other kids come to your house to play,
他如果想动你家小孩的玩具的话。
If they want to play with your children's toys.
啊，似乎别人的小孩动哪一个，你的孩子那个时候就正好想玩那一个。
Don't you think that every time other kids play something, and that's also the moment, and also the toy that your child wants to play?
你们有没有看过？
Have you seen such a scene?
对不对？人家他别人要玩洋娃娃，他说我现在要抱洋娃娃。
And if the neighbor's kid says, "Oh, I want to play the doll," and it just happened that your child wants to play the doll at the same time.
后来他好，那我不抱洋娃娃，我去玩别的啊，玩你的火车好了。
He said, "Okay, then I'll play with the train."
哦、他就把小娃娃一放，他这个时候也正好想玩火车。
And then your child will say, "Oh no, I want to play with the train now too."
啊，那是你再把火车，好，那我再去玩你刚刚不要玩的洋娃娃好了。
I say, "Okay, then forget about the train. Let me play with the doll that you don't want to play with."
他又突然好想念洋娃娃，又要去玩洋娃娃。
And then just happened that at this moment your child wants to play the doll again.
到时候你就发现你孩子身上抱满了玩具，他就是不让人家玩。
And then you see your child holding all the toys.He doesn't want to share.
那更不要说，如果你今天刚刚收到 PS3，
then let alone if you receive a PS3.
啊，这个 James 刚刚收到了，浩就说你可不可以借我
？If James just got one and Hal said, "Can I borrow it?"
更不要说要你送他，你送都不可能送，你让他摸都不见得让他摸，对不对
？You might not even want him to touch it.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，你看人对自己喜欢的东西都抓得这么好。
See, we're all very protective of the things we like.
他说神最爱的其实就是他独生的爱子耶稣基督啊。
But what God loves the most is His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
他如果连他最深的爱子他都不吝惜为我们舍了。
If He did not even spare His beloved Son for
us. 他说他岂不把万物万有包括他自己都白白的赐给我们。
Then how shall He not give everything, including Himself,freely to us.
弟兄姊妹，这是神伟大的爱。
And this is a great love of God.
因为在今天这个世代里面，人太自私了，太现实了。
But in today's world, men are too selfish.
所以对这么白白的恩典，人会不敢相信，信不来。
Therefore, we cannot trust such great and free love.
我相信你们来到美国，一定会听到一句话，就是在美国没有 free lunch.
When you come to America, you probably have heard this statement. There's no free lunch in America.
哦，这是一个虽然好像很有爱心的一个国家。
Even though this in this nation, there seems to be a lot of love.
其实在很多的事情后面，它其实是很现实的。
But actually, many it's also a very practical place.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries.If you are willing to support us with money, please click Donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.